The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
So we're going to kick things off with Dermot Good from Health Insurance Ireland to talk about price increases. We had another today, Dermot, is that right?
We did, Kieran, unfortunately. So after Laya Healthcare announced an average increase last week of 4.5% from the 1st of October, Irish Life Health have now followed suit and they've announced that they will be increasing most of their plans from the same date, and their average, Kieran, will be about 3%. And I don't think we're finished yet. I think we could see more increases being announced. I think a lot of the insurance companies, they want to get the increases through before the peak renewal period. So from October to the end of February, pretty much half the market, 1.25 million people will be due to renew their cover. So I suppose this couldn't come at a worse time for them, because it means they're facing more increases now as we approach the winter time.
And the reason is the same reason, I guess, as you've often explained on this show, is it?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose we're kind of getting tired of the same reasons being given by the insurance companies. We'd love to see more detail. But look, the reason that they're all quoting is claims. So it's all down to the rising volume and the rising cost of claims, specifically from the private hospital sector. So without having the inside track in this, Kieran, what it looks like is that there are more claims coming through. The cost of those claims is much higher than what they budgeted for. It looks like the private hospitals are adding on an awful lot more capacity, and we're aware of a lot of expansion, even some new hospitals. And obviously we want access to them, and there's a growing demand for that. So they're responding. So all of that is pushing up the cost of these claims. And we know medical inflation typically runs at about 8%. But at the same time, you know, we'd love to see more details. So which procedures, which hospitals, you know, what exactly are the actual figures behind this? Because like I could nearly quote the press releases that we see from the insurance companies. And look, we all know medical inflation is running at about 8%. But however, what people are missing with this, and this is going to impact consumers, like some people will see, for example, 4.5 or 3.5% of an increase now. That is the average. I mean, I looked at some of the Laya plans. We haven't gone through all of the Irish Life plans as of yet, but some of the Laya plans will go up by 12%. And what people need to bear in mind, there was an increase, or there were increases across all of the insurance companies earlier in the year. They're coming our way as well. So when you combine all of the increases and you look at your specific plan, some people are facing 15 to 20%, but yet medical inflation is roughly 8%. So,
yeah,
you know, there's a sting in the tail here, and we don't have, we really don't have the you know, in terms of getting under the bonnet and identifying exactly what is pushing up those costs, we don't have that detail, unfortunately.
Yeah, because, you know, you'd have to question as well, citing, you know, the increased, you know, volume of procedures they're carrying out in hospitals, given, you know, maybe they point to an increase in the population, which there is, but the increase in the population also increases the population of people with health insurance. You know, one there doesn't entirely, but slightly begins to cancel out the other. You can't just claim, well, there's more people, so we're doing more. It also means you've got more customers.
Yeah, and look, I'm not here to defend the insurance companies, but I know anecdotally. So, for example, people will now know they can get MRI scans done nearly at 11 o'clock at night, midweek, and even at weekends. And I also know that the average length of stay, you know, the private hospitals have done a really good job by all accounts in terms of turning patients around for routine surgeries much more quickly. I mean, there was a time it was 5 days for a hip replacement. People are coming home after a day now, so they're getting through those patients much more quickly.
Somebody yesterday evening who yesterday morning was in a private hospital getting a heart ablation, cardiac procedure, and they were home yesterday evening.
That's exactly, there are people, and like, for example, I mean, we had a query there recently where somebody was charged, I think it was €40,000 for a cardiac procedure carried, and they're only 1 day in hospital, and they're questioning, you know, rightly so, those costs. Now, they were fully covered, like you'd have another heart attack if you weren't covered for that, right? But they were fully covered for that. But the insurance companies have these fixed price procedures as well. So there's a lot going on behind the scene where they're trying to contain the costs, but they are struggling. I mean, we have to call this out, they are struggling to really get a handle on the claims costs coming through the private hospital. So in 2023, we saw two main increases across the board, like in quarter one and again in October. The exact same last year in 2024. And Kieran, unfortunately, it looks like we're going to see the exact same again in 2025. So the question has to be asked, like, when does this end? Now, the insurance companies know that the affordability issue is becoming a real issue now. And they're worried about like people dropping their cover or cutting back, downgrading cover. So I now see them talking about, and they're already starting to do this, to launch a range of new plans at lower price points. And they have to do that if they're going to retain members. So I suppose the wake up call to all consumers now is, look, you need to brace yourself. There are significant increases coming everybody's way, no matter who they're insured with. And unfortunately for those, you know, and a lot of them are older members who are just terrified of making any changes, they need to be very careful because they might end up paying 20% more for less cover because there's plans being retired and there's benefit changes coming through as well. So really the message to everybody now is do not let your cover roll over. One phone call, that's all you have to make to your existing insurance company. And the two key questions you must ask them is, number one, are you making any changes to my cover? So you're going to charge me more. Is it the same or have you reduced anything? And if they have and you're not happy with that, the next question is, do you have similar cover to what I have that matches my budget? And don't be afraid to tell them what your budget is. But if you don't make that phone call, and I know, Ciarán, people are busy. If you don't make that phone call, you'll find yourself locked into a contract with maybe a 20% uplift on your premium, but you could actually end up with less cover. So really, people need to start shopping around properly. And as I say, start with the current insurer. And if you're not happy with what they offer you, like there's only three other insurance companies. We also have the new player Level Health, and I think they're going to be launching some new plans as well in the coming weeks and months. So there is definitely more competition than there was last year. But if you don't pick up the phone, you're going to miss those new deals and you're going to miss those new lower price plans that are being launched as well.
Dermot Good from Health Insurance Ireland. Dermot, great advice as always and a great explanation as to why prices keep increasing for people and they will continue to do so, unfortunately. Thank you very much. 087 1400 106.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciarán Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.